Section 3. You will hear a conversation between two students about an environmental concern. First, you will have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully to the conversation and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, Jen. How's it going?
Hi, Alan. Oh, it's going all right, I suppose. Thank you for agreeing to meet. I'm a bit worried about our project. The subject we've been assigned, the effects of people's food choices on the environment, is so big that I don't know where to begin. I think we need to agree on how we're going to organise our presentation before we spend too much time on the research. Otherwise, we might waste a lot of time.
Yes, I think you're right. If we agree on a plan, then we can each focus our research on the exact information we need. So, do you have any ideas?
Well, too many. That's the problem. We need a plan. What have you found out so far?
Okay, I've been reading about the international trade of food products and the environmental cost of shipping things all around the world. It's huge. Most people know nowadays that it's good to eat local, but when I started looking at the specifics, I was still shocked. I think a good idea could be to present the facts about what products are shipped long distances. For example, exactly how much and when and where. Some studies talk about these ideas in terms of food miles.
Yes, that's interesting. I don't have any idea about where some of the food I eat comes from. So, what have you learned?
One attention-grabbing fact is that the amount of food transported around the world by air has risen 140% since 1992.
Wow! And air transport is the worst, too. It's a lot more harmful than transport by ship, if I remember correctly.
Yes, but all types of transport do harm. I remember reading a study that found higher asthma rates near rail yards, for example. So even transporting food by ships and trains is something we should try to avoid.
You know, I think when we give our presentation, we have to be careful to provide specific data because it's really easy to generalize.
I agree. There are a lot of sources online that make claims but don't support them, and it gets really confusing.
Yes, especially when they conflict. It makes people disregard all the information too. I think we need to be careful to give a clear message and back it up well with actual examples.
It's going to be a bit tricky to pick out what is actually correct, though, because, as you said, there are a lot of conflicting viewpoints.
Okay, this is precisely why our instructor told us to go directly to published studies and not to rely too much on bloggers or general information sites unless they have really good references.
Well, most of what I've read so far has come from blogs, but some of them are excellent. They're also generally more enjoyable to read.
Okay, but don't forget, we need to provide the original references or we'll get marked down.
Yeah, no problem. Another interesting fact I found is that in 2005, 3 million tons of food products were imported into California, which competed directly with products that were grown there. So, in other words, foods grown locally and foods imported from far away might be sitting next to each other on a shelf for about the same price. It makes no sense.
Well, this is a perfect example of when the person going to the supermarket has a lot of power. If everyone stopped buying the imported product, they would stop importing them.
Yeah, that's a good point. It seems like for every bit of information out there, there are a number of different ways to look at it.
See what I mean? It's a bit overwhelming. That's why we need a plan. What are we trying to say, actually?
Well, really, I think we should concentrate on what ordinary people can do to make the situation better.
Oh, that's a good idea. The topic could get really depressing otherwise. But if we focus on choices we can all make, then the mood of the presentation will be much more positive.
Yes. For example, we can present an analysis of food miles for all sorts of different food.
I don't know. Food miles are important, but there are a lot of other things to consider too.
You now have some time to read questions 26 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 26 to 30.
Okay, so why don't we make a list of all the environmentally responsible food choices people can make?
That's a great idea! If we make a list, then we can divide up the items and find out more about each of them.
Okay, thinking about food miles is one choice. People can choose to eat local, seasonal produce, and there will be less fossil fuels used for trucks, trains, planes, and ships, as we said before. There would be much less demand for imported foods.
Yes, and related to this is the fact that when people choose to buy from small family farms, for example, at local farmers' market, they are supporting farmers who are more likely to respect the environment instead of huge factory farms that clear large areas without much concern for anything except profit.
That's a good point. I've only read about food miles so far. What else have you found?
Well, another choice people can make is what kind of foods they eat. For example, eating meat is really costly in environmental terms.
Really? Why is that?
Food that comes from high on the food chain has a bigger carbon footprint because we have to consider all of the fossil fuels, not to mention water, that went into growing the corn that fed the cow, for example. And the amount of grain and water needed to produce a hamburger would feed a lot of people. It's not an efficient use of resources. A vegetarian diet can feed more people with the same amount of resources.
Yes, but people can't live off corn and water. We need a good quality diet.
That's true. But people can choose to eat proteins that are less wasteful to produce. Beans and eggs are the best choices. But even chicken is far less costly for the environment than beef.
What about how crops are grown? I mean, a vegetarian diet may be better in some ways, but if a lot of chemicals are used to grow the crops, that wouldn't be good either. I think we have to include the choice to eat organic food instead of conventionally grown crops.
That's a good point. All the fertilizers and sprays do a lot of damage to the environment.
They certainly do. So, if people choose to eat organic food, this will help to reduce the amount of toxic substances that make their way into the soil and water.
Yeah, that's really important. I can't believe we didn't think of it earlier. Organic food is a bit more expensive, but people should try to cut costs elsewhere. Oh, and don't forget packaging.
Of course. People can choose to buy foods that are not wrapped in plastic and take their own cloth bags to the supermarket too.
Yes, for example, they can buy loose apples instead of buying some that are already packed in plastic bags. Supermarkets often offer both kinds.
Exactly. And in this way, we can reduce the amount of rubbish that's produced.
Okay, now we have to decide who will research each of these points.
That is the end of section 3. You will have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.